name is Nadine. She will be the one who's going to provide you the details of the program. It's all surprising, and she's on the line now.
Hi, George. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, doing well. I'm doing great. It's Friday, so that's a good sign, right? I hope you get to enjoy the weekend every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been hot, and looking forward to some cooler weather. Today's a good day.
Yeah, no kidding. What's your weather been like over there in Jersey?
Well, we had a rough, it's been hot. I don't know about you. Where are you guys located?
Well, we're in California. So right now we're going to start having a heat wave. Yeah. I'll tell you, in the mornings, it's like really, I would say like cloudy, kind of gloomy weather. And then the sun will come out and then it gets hot.
Yeah, I understand. Well, California, you have a different type of heat. You have the dry heat. We have the humidity out here in the East Coast. That's the benefit of living out here in the East.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you this. I kind of think I would want. I don't know. I'm in between the dry and the humid.
Yeah,
you know,
the dry heat is good, man. We have a mix of both, but I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We generally, when it's hot, it's
hot.
Dripping hot. Yeah, it's hot.
So well, I think for my skin, I would prefer the humid.
Yeah,
right?
It is. Well, I've been to California a few times, and I have noted the difference. And it's a different, a whole different style out there.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, it's such a pleasure to meet you again. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. I know you've been talking here with Mark, who does a wonderful job going over the basics. He does wonderfully, however, he did want me to go over pricing and details with you. Did you happen to have any questions before we do get into that, like as far as where we do placement?
No, just kind of tell me what you got, what you're offering, and price structure and leads, you know, monthly, and then, you know, I'll decide from there.
Yes, sounds great. So if I could ask you, George, currently what avenues of marketing are you doing now?
I do door-to-door, I do door knockers, and I just go through neighborhoods, generate a few leads that way. I do, and I believe it or not, it's primitive, but it works, and I go through the developments. They, of course, they're always building, and I generate interest that way, and also I put signs on either telephone poles or, on the roadside. And then I put them off course where I'm working too, and I generate, but I haven't done much, other than that. Word of mouth, you know, referrals and that type of thing.
Yeah, which always works well.
Also Angie, I'm sorry. Angie.
That's okay. Are you doing the pay-per-lead with Angie's?
Yeah. They get to be called.
How do you like that?
It was good at one time. They were more reasonably priced, but now they've gotten to be terribly high, and less. The quality isn't there. Sometimes they're ghost leads, so I can't say
it's really
good in the last couple years. And that's just my opinion. I mean, I know some people at times I hang in there with them because they do give me some good leads, but.
Yeah.
As of, like I said, the last couple of years, it's gotten to be not as good. I pay more and I get less results.
What's your average cost per lead? I know that they could vary,
Right now, I can tell you right now, roughly about $117. That's just a rough number, but some of them are more, some of them are less. But that's kind of sticks out in my mind because it's an odd number. But that's, like I said, years ago, I've been with them for years. They were Home Advisor before them, and they were Service Magic dating back like 15 years ago. That's where I started, and they were really good. They were sometimes 23, 25, 38.
Yeah.
They were just priced perfect, and they were good leads. And that's how I ended up hanging in there for all those years. They changed hands, like I said, at least twice over, and now they're just Angie. And they were good when they first came, Angie, but now they've gotten to be extravagantly expensive, and they don't always deliver. Like the leads are, they go through a few different hands before they get to me. And the other contractors, I think they show them, they won't tell me to how many they're showing them to, but I would guess at least two or three others. So I'm competing against
them. I kind of hear that it's shared between like two or three other companies that are your competitors,
right?
So you all kind of pay for the same lead. Whether it converts into a job or not, right? From what I understand.
Yeah, well, that's correct. And sometimes, like I said, some of them are ghost leads. If I call the number and they don't pick up, I leave a message and I'll call again and I can't get through. I still have to pay for that lead, regardless of whether they respond. And that holds true for me and the other companies. Yeah, it is tough because it's money that is gone and I don't even get the opportunity to correctly bid on the job because I've never actually made contact with the customer. So it does bother me that they won't issue me a credit on a lot of those leads.
Do you like the pay per lead? Or would you prefer organic calls?
What's the other one? Organic
calls.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't mind the organic, but it just takes a long. Well, I'm no expert again, but it does take a long time to generate that type of interest. And at this point in time, it's like that type of a procedure is a big campaign. I'm just looking to get a lead, boom, click, pay, done, move on. Because I realize that you got to do some serious foundation work with that. And you got to pay a lot more to get that. I'd rather just get a lead and respond and go with it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I just see that. I'm not looking to, keep up with all that stuff. I'm just looking to get a job opportunity, respond,
And your main focus is the is hardscaping, right?
Yeah. Hardscaping is my specialty. Yes.
Okay.
So
beautiful work, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit hodgepodge. I'm not expert with a lot of my postings. I do my best, but it's not the best in terms of presentation. I could always make a improvement in the whole website thing, but then again, it's just more money. Everybody wants at least $500 a month. I chopped them all down because they just got to be too much money for me. In the wintertime, I have a hard time because the season closes down here in New Jersey, and then from November until sometimes all the way until April, I'm doing nothing, literally nothing, because it's hard times. It's you can't work the ground. It depends on if it's a good year or if it's snowy or cold. Sometimes the ground, even if it's not snowy and cold, it's wet. You can't dig the ground to remove the earth to put the pavers down. So the conditions have to be correct, but I can only work really 6 to 8 months of the year, 6 to 7 months if you really add it up. There are companies that I've stretched it out, but again, I just can't justify paying for the website all year round and getting no one's going to call me in the wintertime for pavers.
Yeah.
I'm not working, so how can I pay?
Yeah, and that
if
makes
I'm
it
not,
kind of difficult, right?
It does. I would like to have an opportunity to possibly set up, but the problem is people are not thinking of that type of work in the wintertime from November onward. Generally, at least in my opinion, maybe in California.
Yeah, I hear you. And the license that you carry, is it the home improvement?
Yes, home improvement. I'm bonded. I'm licensed and insured. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful. So, I feel like the package, who manages real quick the Google Business Profile? Was that something you did on your own?
Yeah, I did on my own, but again, I kind of let some of that slip and, like I said, I haven't really picked up where I've left off and I kind of have to get things in order. A lot of times I don't have a lot of time to get it all
straightened out.
But, you know, that's where I'm at.
Okay. So basically, the way that we do things here, and I'm, you know, is, we set it where it's a 2-month verbal agreement. Basically, we ask you to stick it out 2 months. Okay. You pay
monthly.
That's
not terrible. Okay. All right. Well, all right. 2 months is not terrible. All right. And
no.
Then for the monthly, and what do you, how much is a month and what do you offer?
Yeah. And that's what I'm going to go over with you. So what I would offer you, I feel what's going to be the best package for you to start with is our ideal package, and it comes in 2 parts. Okay.
Okay.
So part A, you're looking at a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. Now,
right,
the program will also come with a one-time application fee of $250, and this is for the Google Guaranteed. And then there's a Google. So Google Guaranteed, if you've ever seen them, they're at the very tippy top of the page. They have the green check mark next to it that says Google Guaranteed. Now that Google Guaranteed is a part B of the package, okay? And I'll go over both parts with you. But I just kind of want to give you what the breakdown is first, and then I'll discuss what part A includes and then what part B is included. So $250 application fee for the Google Guaranteed, and the Google Guaranteed is going to have a activation budget, okay?
Okay.
So today, the initial investment would be $549. Now, the monthly after is going to be the flat $299 a month until you get approved for the Google Guaranteed, and then you would have an activation budget. Okay?
So, okay.
So, part A. Okay? Part A, that's the $299 a month. That's going to be us taking your Google Business Profile. We optimize it to the first page, and we maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms. So you're always coming up as one of the top recommended options when someone's performing that search on Google for your services. They click and call you directly.
In a given area, right. That also call me directly. That's the big
difference. Now, we also list you on Bing. We do Facebook advertising. Facebook ads.
Nice.
Those will retarget.
Okay,
so basically, when someone does a search on Google for your service, let's say they didn't call you. And now they happen to be on Facebook. And they're looking at their pictures, they're looking at stories. We retarget them with your ad. It's like that constant reminder, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. Okay?
Yeah. I've seen those ads. And they look pretty effective. Yeah.
Now, what we can do with those ads is we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. As soon as they click on your ad, they call you directly.
Interest level
means, for example, I'm looking for someone to install, I don't know, some pavers.
Okay.
I type in that paver contract or whatever near me. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then all of a sudden, I'm on my Facebook page and I get retargeted with that ad because they're targeting me as performing that search, having an interest in that service. Okay.
I understand. I see how it works.
Okay. Now, in addition, we list you on Yelp, Apple Maps. We make sure your website is always attached. We're not going to go in there and change your website. We just want to make sure that it's always attached.
Okay.
And we cover the mobile platform. Anyone that uses their iPhone, their Android, their tablet to search for your services would also find you listed on that first page of Google. So pretty
much,
what we offer you here, it covers all of your bases. Now, this is a part A. That's the $299 a month flat rate.
Okay.
Now, the other part is called Google Guaranteed. So Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program that Google created where the leads are going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing them with anyone, okay? They are only being sent to you. Now, for that program, Google requires the following for you to qualify for that program. They want you to have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google Business Profile, which I believe you exceed that, Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
They also
okay, yeah.
want you to have, and that's what I was confirming with you, the New Jersey State Contractor license.
I have that.
Okay. And then they also want you to have as well the certificate of liability in general liability insurance, right? It's whatever
yeah,
your state requires, which
yeah,
is, it's 500 and general liability. It's 500,000. Okay.
Yeah. I have that.
Now,
I have that.
Perfect. Now, they're going to run a background check. They go back seven
okay.
years. They just want to make sure you don't have felonies or not looking at, you know, the misdemeanors or the DUIs. Okay, just they're
yeah,
looking for felonies. Okay,
yeah.
perfect. And so they'll ask you for your social. There'll also
right.
be a part where it'll ask you for your EIN or your ITIN as well. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for that program, it's going to take 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. However, once you get approved, we follow up to let you know, hey, you've been approved, and we're going to activate your leads within 3 days. Unless if you tell us, no, listen, I need you to activate them on this date, okay? So
okay.
to activate your leads, we start you off with a minimum monthly budget of $924. Now, this is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Basically,
okay.
your leads are $70.67. But, George, here's the kicker on it. Let's say someone called you to remove a tree. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's outside of the services that you're offering right now. Google's going to
yeah.
credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. Okay. If someone
okay.
calls you outside of your service area, and as long as you don't accept the job, it's unqualified. Credit it back. If someone called you.
No question. I got it.
Correct. Now, if someone called you to solicitate you, right, to like offer you other mm-hmm. marketing or to see if you're hiring, unqualified lead, they will credit it back.
Right.
When it's considered a qualified lead, George, is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to go give an estimate, that's a qualified lead.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah, of course, that is true.
Now, Google will assign you a special tracking number that's linked to your phone, and
okay.
the calls are recorded. So this is how they're going to know what was qualified and what wasn't. Now, let's say one slipped through the cracks. We will
yeah,
dispute
yeah.
it with Google to have it credited back to you, okay?
You'll do.
So we do, yes, we do the management of it so that you can focus on your jobs. Now, let's
mm-hmm.
just say you only got one lead in the month, right, which I've never seen
okay.
that happen, but let's just say you did. What is
yeah.
left over in your budget, that's going to roll over to the next month. So the next month, you're not going to pay $924 again. What you're going to pay is $70.67 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over. Does that make sense?
I understand.
So far?
Yeah, I do understand.
Okay.
Yeah, it rolls over. It's credited.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're always, what we basically want, George, is for you to always have the $924 budget every month in your account. So that's why you're basically replenishing what you received the month before is what you're paying the following month. Now, one thing I want to stress to you, you know, because there's a time where your season is kind of at a halt, right? You're not really outside
yeah,
doing any work.
That's the problem. I did explain
that's
that.
Okay. That's where the pause comes in. So
you can pause it. Okay.
Yep. You can pause it. Okay. So let's say it's your season's ending, right? For a month or
it's
two,
November,
there's
October.
No,
it's November,
yeah, there's not going
to
be any work, right? You call
right.
us,
we're getting slow.
Right, and you call us and you say, and even if you're going on vacation, or let's say you landed a project and you can't handle more right now, you call
yeah,
us
yeah,
and you
yeah.
say, hey, shut off my leads. We pause them.
Just like that.
Yes, we
okay.
don't turn
and
the
then
leads
when
back
shut
on.
Off leads, okay, then I would start receiving these
right.
guarantee
13 you
leads
call back
in a month.
Up to. Up to 13.
Up to.
So what that means is okay. you could end up with 10 leads. Okay.
Oh,
what was left over.
Why?
Yeah. You could end up with 10. You could end up with 6. It all depends, right? But it's not going to exceed
it
more than the 13.
It all depends on
the
flow.
Yes.
Right.
And it's not going to exceed past the 13 unless if you called us and said, hey, I want 20 leads this month. I want to get up to 20 leads. Well, if that's the case, the monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. Make sense?
Oh, okay, okay. I understand.
Okay.
That's the cost per
so
lease,
again,
but, okay.
With pausing the lease, okay, if you call and say, hey, I need you to pause the lease, we pause them. We don't remove the pause until you call us back to say, hey, go ahead and unpause them. And
I
then
understand.
We'll remove the pause. Okay? So you have more control with the Google Guaranteed when to shut off those leads. It's an,
yes,
I'm going to tell
yes.
you, this particular package, George, is an excellent package for you because it's giving you the best positions on Google. And with Google Guaranteed, I mean, I'm telling you, that's one of Google's better products. But
it really
because
is.
Because it really is. And I'll tell you this. Because Google Guaranteed's taking that 4 to 8 weeks is why we're also optimizing that Google Business Profile, doing the Facebook advertising for you in the directory submission. So you can start also still generating calls during the time of getting approved for the Google Guaranteed. So we do all the management.
It really, okay. It's going to take up to 4 to 8 weeks to get this Google Guaranteed.
Right, but I will say this, for the Google Guaranteed, but let me tell you this, I have seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. Okay.
It all depends.
Yeah. It depends on how quickly you submit your application and how quickly you respond to your background check. So
I understand.
I've seen some people get approved, like I said, within 3 weeks.
Right away.
I mean, I feel, George, you know, with this program, being that it is month to month, although we're asking you to stick it out 2 months,
I think it's
worth giving a shot, you know, that way we can prove it to you. Right?
Yeah. I hear you. It sounds like it's a better overall arrangement than what I've been working with as far as with Angie's.
As far as with Angie's, I'm going to tell you yes, hands down. hands down, this is so much better.
Because they don't do what you guys are doing and generating the interest at a deeper level on a continuous basis. And updating and doing all those and having the option to back it down if need be or to ramp it up.
Yeah. And like I said, you can pause when you need to. And especially I stress that because you mentioned that earlier in the call, you know, sometimes I'm you know, I'm not really working at the time. Right.
Yeah.
So
now the other question is like, how big of an area do you, okay, the Angie has like a radius, working radius, for how does it work with you guys with that?
Yeah.
Like as far as like leads, is that flexible too?
Oh yeah. So the leads, so when it comes to Google Guaranteed, okay, you can choose to cover wherever your insurance and your license covers. So let's say you wanted to cover the whole state of Jersey. You can.
I could, right? Technically, right.
Yes. You could choose to cover specific, counties.
Towns, zip codes, okay.
Zip codes, yeah. With the Facebook ads, let me ask you this, how far do you typically travel?
Oh, within an hour. I'll take within an hour, so it's.
Within an hour? Okay. Yeah. That's perfect, because even with the Facebook ads, you could target within that hour drive. You're looking at maybe a 50-mile radius, or you could say, hey, I want these particular areas to be targeted. And we can do that, too, with the with the Google, the Facebook ads, excuse me.
Facebook
you know,
ads, right.
I have a question, George. So I found a Google Business Profile, right? But it has a different phone number, and I'm not sure if this one is yours. It's a 908-637. Yeah. Is that yours?
69. Yeah. That was my original number 24 years ago, and I just can't seem to get it off. And it's a dead number.
It's okay. We'll correct it. And here's what I'm going to tell you that we would do. Okay. So that Google, now that website, do you still have access to it? The one that's attached?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
How do you feel about a new website?
Well, I would love to have a new website.
Okay. I would include one for you. We'll build you a new website. Yeah. We'll build you a new website. It's not going to cost you more. I'll include it in the package. Okay. So this way you have a new website and then, and we're going to go ahead and correct that phone number.
Because, you know, it's people are looking online, they click, and then they want to see your website. That's the natural next step to take.
Well,
mine,
you know,
it's so hard,
having a website is like having a menu at a restaurant. It's going to make people more inclined to selecting you because they see more of the quality work that you do, right?
So it
makes them want to, like, hey, I want to call this guy. Like, he does really great work. You know?
That's right.
Facebook, okay. I did see a Facebook page. I just want to make sure that this one would be yours.
This one shows
Brandon Cooner.
I don't have a photo. No. Mine,
is it a personal Facebook that you have? Is it a personal Facebook?
No, I don't have. All I have is just, let me explain. I never had a Facebook profile, but.
Okay.
I only put my name on it to look for a marketplace to see what's available as far as tools and machinery and that type of thing.
Okay.
So I do.
That's okay.
I can access
it,
but
I. You do have a personal.
I need to. It would improve the situation if I improve my profile.
Here's what I would recommend. Do you at the very least have a personal Facebook page? You don't have to have friends or even.
I just have to update it. That's all. Yeah.
That's okay. Here's what we're going to do. Through your personal Facebook, we are going to create a business Facebook page. Okay, George? You'll have access to it. And that's how we're going to manage your Facebook ads. So don't even worry about that. We'll handle it on this end. As long as you have a personal Facebook, we'll build your one for your business. George, what's the best email for you?
Okay. It's just my personal email, which is all lowercase, G-M-G-M-Wilk, W-I-L-K, junior@gmail.com.
Junior spelled out or just J-R?
Yeah, no, J-R.
Okay.
G-M-Wilk,
G as in George,
J-R.
M as in Mike, Wilk, W-I-L-K, J-R @gmail.com.
Gmail. That's the one, yeah.
Okay. And this is just for the...
I do have a Sierra Stonescapes email, too. That's
Well, I would suggest, to be honest with you, I suggest the email be one that you check frequently, and it's not an email that we're going to put out there.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. The reason that I say that is because I want an email, George, that you check frequently because, one, this is where we would send your receipt, okay? And this is also a way that we correspond with you as well. So it's not an email that we're going to put out there online.
I understand. I know this is the one I check frequently.
Okay, good. So let me do this. I'm going to be sending you the other thing I wanted to tell you, and the beauty of our program, this is going to come with a customized tracking and reporting system, George, and you're not just taking our word for it that this program works.
Okay.
So with our customized tracking and reporting system, it's going to allow you to see the phone calls that you're receiving, how many times you're coming up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search. If you're also going to have a team, there's going to be an account manager that'll be assigned to you, but we have a team that is dedicated to your account. So whenever you have updates, let's say you have a change, you felt like running a promotion for the month, our team is dedicated to assisting you with all of that, but you will eventually have an account manager, like a specific point of contact. Okay. So this first email that you're going to be receiving, it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, which is myself.
Okay.
In the subject part, it's going to say ideal package. Okay. So basically what I've done is I've taken it and I've included the breakdown, of what you're going to be paying monthly.
Okay.
So let me plug that in for you. Now, is there anyone else that you want to authorize on your account to make changes, or is it only going to be you?
It's me for now.
Okay.
Fiance Dora Martinez. She's probably gonna doing the upgrade, you know, the maintenance and all that. So you can
yeah,
put her
if
down
at any well. Time. Okay, perfect. I would suggest, yeah, that we do put her down, and I'll tell you why. Like, let's say you had Dora call in to make a change, right? If she's not noted
yes.
on the account, then we're going to tell her, hey, we need George to call us to give the approval.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just to kind of note her on there, you know. We're
yes,
not going to call
yes,
her and bug
yes,
her,
yes.
but at least if she were to call in, then we know that
yeah.
she's authorized. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. And then if she wants to tweak it or ask questions or
absolutely.
Ask
absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if she helps you here and there, you know.
Yeah, she does.
What
she does.
Is
she does.
Perfect. And her name is Dora. What's her last name,
Dora
George?
And Martinez. That's
Martinez.
As it's spelled, which is
I'm going to put fiance.
N-A-R- yep. Yeah, fiance, yep.
Fiance
M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, Martinez.
Got it. What's your last name, George? It's just for the account
Wilk.
Purpose here.
Wilk, W-I-L-K.
Oh, okay. Now, the best phone number for us to reach you on is going to be the 908-764-5257.
Yes, correct. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Now, one thing that I'm going to tell you that we're going to do to help you here so you're not getting a bunch of spam calls, we don't put your physical phone number out there online. What we're going to put is a tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. And it's going to come with an app that you can download where you could track your phone calls and your messages. And if a spam call came in, you can block it. Okay. The beauty of it too is let's say you got an address from someone, you're on your way to go get the estimate and you're like, oh darn, I left the address at home. You can go back and listen to the call and retrieve the address. Okay.
Oh wow. That's
yeah, so it's an awesome tool. Now, I see this address here, 125 Danville
nope.
Mountain Road.
That's
what
that,
address
that,
is
I
that?
Moved there. That was, nope, that's an older address. And that
okay.
one, that house that was my parent, that house sold, it's nothing to
what's
do with
what's your current
the
address?
House, so.
Okay,
what's my current address? Physical address is 91.
Mm-hmm.
Hope Crossing Road. Three words.
Okay.
And
that's coming up Belvedere, New
Belvedere,
Jersey?
Belvedere, New Jersey, 07823.
Perfect. Now, this address will be hidden, okay, because
okay,
it's your home
yeah,
address.
That's my personal. Yeah, my home.
Yeah, no
I
one needs to know where you live at.
Yeah,
yeah, Google won't accept the P.O. box. So that's why we always use the home office, the home address, but we hide the address because no one needs to know where you live at. You're not a storefront that people go and pick up material. Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Now,
that's right. That's
perfect.
That's
so we'll make sure that that's updated and hidden. And George, so for the payment, okay, we're going to start going over the billing. The card that you'll be using today, is that card like in your name? Does it have the business name or
that's
is it
in my name? This is my name. It's my debit card really is all it is.
Okay. Is it just George Wilk or is there like a middle initial?
George M. M.
Okay.
As in Michael.
And is
M
it the
Wilk,
same?
W-I, okay.
Got it. And is it the same billing address, the 91 Hope Crossing?
No. No.
Okay.
This is my post office address, which
okay.
is Post Office Box 446.
Okay, P.O. Box.
And
446, and what city?
And that's Hope, New Jersey.
Oh, the city is Hope? Okay,
yeah,
I like
yeah,
that.
That's it. It's
wow,
like,
it's like Hope is your street, Hope is the city. Wow, you know?
It is
that's
nice.
A good sign.
Settled by the
that's
Moravians
a good sign.
In the 1500s.
And my name means hope.
Area.
You know what's funny is my name in French means hope.
Really? That is beautiful.
Yes.
Now your first,
that's why
your
I like when you're saying
Miguel?
Hope and hope. Nadine.
Is your first name Miguel or Medina?
Nadine is my first name and Medina is my last name. Uh-huh.
Nadine. I was trying to figure it out.
Nadine. Yeah. N-A-D-I-N-E. Yep, like the Chuck Berry song. You probably don't know who I'm talking about, but.
That's a nice name, though. Nadine.
Thank you.
Okay,
what's your zip code for the P.O. box, George?
Okay, it is 07844.
Okay. And this is a Visa, MasterCard, American Express,
Visa.
Or Discover? Okay.
A Visa.
All right. And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
Okay, 4924-5400-0063-3974.
When does it expire, the month and the year?
It'd be 12, which is December of 27.
And the CVV code on the back?
585.
Okay. I'm not going to charge the card yet because what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to walk you through what we call a 90-second voice verification recording, okay? And what it does is it outlines our service agreement. Now, it is an added form of protection for you, okay, that we send in writing along with your invoice. What I want you to do is as I'm going through this voice verification recording, if there is anything at all, anything, that you don't, that doesn't seem clear, right? That you don't quite understand. George, I want you to just stop me and say, hey, Nadine, wait a minute. What does that mean? This way, I can go back, review it with you, and then rephrase it. Okay? I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Does that sound good?
I guess. I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay. Beautiful. So, I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sierra Soundscapes.
Please state your name and title within the business.
George M. Wilk. I am the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I authorize.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, correct.
And George, you do authorize your fiance, Dora Martinez, that she is allowed to call in and make changes to the account in the event you cannot call in and make a change. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, George, it's really important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, I want you to be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Okay? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to put a security question on your account right now because this is how you're going to identify whenever we're calling you. Okay?
Okay.
You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We'll go for the city that I've been born in. How about that?
Okay. What city was that?
Okay. The city is called Newton. N-E-W-T-O-N. Newtown, Newton.
Newton,
New Jersey.
Got it. Now,
that's it.
The security question, this helps you identify if it's really us calling you, right? So,
okay.
If we call you and we're like, hi, this is Local Splash, you're like, what's my security question? Okay. We'll
tell you
it's the city that you were born in. Okay. And I say this because let's say someone refuses to give you the security question, disconnect the call on them. Just hang up.
It's simple as that. So Local Splash.
That's because then you know it's
and
not
it may
a
not
calling.
Always be you or right? Let me ask you this. How many personnel do you have that like, name-wise, it could be a number of people, right?
Well, you're going to have a specific person that'll be assigned to your account, right? It'll be an account manager. But let's just say sometimes we might call you because we have an update or we require something from you. So we'll say, hey, George, this is so-and-so from Local Splash. You know, we're currently handling your marketing. And you could say, well, I just want to confirm, what's my security question? And we'll tell you the city that you were born in, Newton, right? If someone refuses to give you the security question, disconnect the call on them. However, if you ask them, what's my security question, they might hang up on you, especially if they're not us. If they hang up on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay? So that's why we put the security question. All right? Now, whenever we do call you, okay, moving forward, it's going to be from an 877 number, and I'm going to text this number to you right now. I'm going to ask you to please save this number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash. So this way you always have our phone number programmed in your contacts. Okay, so I'm going to send it to you right now via text.
Okay.
And that number, I'm going to repeat it to you. It's going to be 877-635-6225. Okay?
6225. I got it.
Correct. All right. Awesome. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Disclose more.
And let me explain it to you first, just so that way you're sure. So what we're saying here is, you know, we're not saying you can't do additional marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, we're just asking if you could at least give us a heads up, let us know, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We just want to reference it and make sure that it's not something we're already providing you because, you know, George, we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Okay.
No, I agree.
Beautiful. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential, okay, that Local Splash receives the required documents in a timely manner. Now, some of these documents may include your business license, proof of insurance, the Google guaranteed application, and any other items that are recommended for the Google business verification. And I say that because we like to have those things on hand prior, just in case if Google were to ask for it, we already have it. We tell them, here you go. Okay? Now, we kindly ask that you provide these documents, that they be submitted within the first 7 days. Okay?
Failure
to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame, it could result in delays or even suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these documents within 7 days?
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 27th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $549. Okay, so this is covering the $299 monthly, but this is also covering your application fee. This does not include the Google guaranteed leads activation. Okay, until you are approved and we call you to let you know you've been approved, then they will discuss when to activate the leads. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this is a 2-month verbal agreement, so your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 27th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. It is important that if you need to cancel or pause that you speak with a live representative. Okay, if you have to leave a message, they will call you right back. Now, to prevent the charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due. Okay, so this way you don't incur the charge. All right?
Okay, and we're set up for 2 months.
Yes. So basically, remember, after the 2-month verbal agreement, it just continues to go monthly, but if you need to cancel it or pause it, just make sure you at least call 3 business days before the 27th, so that way you don't get charged the $299, okay?
I understand.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do. I agree.
Okay.
I understand.
So, perfect. I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'll process the payment. You're going to get a series of text messages and emails sent to you. I probably need George maybe about 10 or 15 more minutes and then we'll be done. I appreciate your patience. But I want to make sure that we're thorough on everything. Okay.
This is thorough. You're very thorough.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I know your main focus is hardscaping, the pavers, all of that, correct?
Yes, yes.
Beautiful. Okay. You do, do you do artificial turf as well or not so much?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. And then let's take a look here. Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I've tried to stay with more residential.
More residential? Okay.
Yes.
If
I
at
have
any time, I'll tell you, if at any time you're open to commercial and you want to focus on a little bit of that, we can. Okay. With Google, you know, you might have some commercial, you know, some commercial jobs. They might contact you regarding a commercial job. It's at your discretion if you're going to take it. Okay.
Okay, all right. I'm not opposed to, like I said, I've done some. It all depends on the scale and nature of the work.
Yeah. Do you have a crew that helps you, or you kind of do this all on your own?
I do it alone. That's another
thing,
too. I do.
Wow.
I honestly do. And it takes me that's another factor. It takes me longer to do things. I do have some equipment, which does help me to expedite the process. But it's a balancing act because there's only so much I can physically do.
Yeah.
Where I don't have a lot of time to do many other things besides just doing it. That's why if I could respond to the leads quickly, I'll try to get out and I will respond and do the estimate and then Dora will write it up and then, you know, get the estimate out. And that's generally how I operate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
George,
do the best.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you, for you doing it on your own, you do beautiful work. You really, really
thank
do.
Thank you. That's literally what it is. I mean, most people don't understand that I do. I really work alone, and it's how it works. I do it alone. One
well,
piece
it's
at
amazing.
A time.
So I'm putting landscape design.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting stonework.
Yeah,
I'm putting pavers. I'm putting hardscape masonry repair. Okay.
Yeah, any type of masonry repair. And I have a mini excavator, which I do offer.
Oh, really?
I usually use it just for doing like a patio dig outs, walkway dig outs, but if someone wants some trenching, like a minor excavation or drainage situation, I don't even know what category that would be, but I do offer that service, put it that way.
Oh, wow.
I mean, maybe the sloping, and I'm not coming through with like a big machine, but I could do some, minor trenching and, minor excavation, but.
Drains
and.
Okay. And I'm just noting a few things here.
Yeah.
Just because I want the team when they speak with you for your client interview, because we'll set that up as well. They're going to go over way more in detail with you. I just like to give them a little bit of what it is that you do. So this way they know where to start from. You do walkways.
Okay.
As
they'll
well.
Talk with me on that.
Yeah.
Right.
I see walkways too. Sod install and
walkways. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Let me put that in there too.
I mean, there's a number of things. If you keep shooting them out, I'll tell you yes or no.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
you're like, I'll tell you yes, no, yes, no.
Yeah. Well, some certain things I can do, can't do, or I've done, but again, it depends on.
And you know, the beauty of this, too, is that you can be like very focused on the ones that you do want to be found for, right? So like you could say, listen, I want
to
focus on this now. Yeah.
I would love to get to that point. I'm not there yet.
No worries.
Yeah.
No worries.
Then I could just stay with what I'd like to do and what I'm most capable of doing, most efficient at, and then I just stay with that.
Absolutely.
In a perfect world, but.
And I'm putting needs, business, Facebook page. Okay. Now, your Facebook page, your personal one, is it just under your first and last name?
Yeah,
you said you have no picture on it, right? Let me see if I can find it.
No picture, but it's just my name, and that's all I put.
Okay.
I didn't. I barely filled it in. I literally just did it, like I said, to access the marketplace.
Yeah, yeah, and that's okay. So what you're going to do, George, is all you're going to do, is it Wilkes with an S at the end or no?
No, singular,
okay.
Wilkes, singular.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yes.
Let me do this. Now, what you'll do is you'll give us access to it just so that way we can create for your business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no problem.
And you said it has absolutely no picture on it, right?
No, nothing. Yeah, but whatever you want to put on it.
There's one that I see that has friends, has seven
friends. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's all I've got, some friends.
Is Keith Wiki one of them?
Keith is my cousin, yes. He's in the landscape company.
Neil Everson is another friend of yours?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Correct.
And I found your Facebook. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Trying to be nosy?
Yeah,
I just wanted to make sure
me.
I had the right
that's
one.
It.
So on
you
your Facebook
right
page, the reason that you're going to give us access to the personal Facebook is so that way we can go in and create you one for the business. We're not going to do anything to your personal Facebook, right? We're just going to create the one for your business.
Awesome.
Now you have, I'm putting that you have pictures. Do you have, and I'm talking about the website. Do you have a business logo? Or do you want us to create one for you?
I had looked like a green.
Let me see if I see the one.
It's green and white. The white lettering, kind of like a greenish two-tone background, light green, dark green, lime green, and a dark green. It's nothing fancy. It could be generic. My fiance picked it out. If you could find that, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, even if you have a photo of it. Oh, I found it.
I have a photo. It is. It literally is.
Okay, I'm going to say you have it. So this way you'll just send us a picture of it. So I'm putting you have a business
logo. Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. That's the one, yeah.
Awesome. And then let me see
here. It's simple,
but
it's nice.
And that domain, you don't own it, right? That one of
no,
the website that
no.
I found? Okay, no worries.
No.
I'm going to put you down for right now a 50-mile radius for the Facebook ads because that's about an hour. Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What
all
do you prefer?
Well, phone calls. The problem with phone calls is that I could be operating the equipment. If I get a text, I can respond faster.
That's okay. So it's just whatever your preference is. Like, listen, if we call you and you don't answer, we'll leave you a message. We'll send you an email.
Yeah.
So don't even worry about that, okay?
If you guys call in, I'll try to pick up. I mean, I'll look for it.
Yeah.
But
we know sometimes you're in the middle of something. You can't just pick up the call. So don't even worry about that. I show on your Google Business profile the hours of operation are 7 to 5 Monday through Saturday. Or Monday through Sunday.
Put it just Monday through Friday.
Monday
and
through Friday, 7 to 5?
Yeah, I don't know how it got Saturday. I try not to work on weekends.
I'm going to put Saturday and Sunday closed. Unless if you schedule
that's
your discretion. So I'm going to put Saturday and Sunday closed.
Right. Keep it closed.
What are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash,
cash and credit, and no, I used to take the credit card, but I got to be too much of a percentage, so I just go with cash and check.
Do you ever do Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, any of those?
Okay, it's funny you mentioned Zelle, but Venmo is another one. There's a couple of them out there. I haven't, but, I mean, what's your opinion?
It's up to you, really,
I mean,
but Zelle, it goes straight into your bank account. You know what I mean?
It does. It does. I know. Zelle is one, and I think Venmo's another one. It goes right into your account. So,
Venmo.
Maybe in time, I would consider it. I would consider it, yeah.
Now, if at any time you start taking other forms of payments, just let us know so we can update it in our system.
Yeah.
Okay? So
I
just put cash and check. Yeah, yeah.
You can't check for now, yeah. Because maybe in time it could steer the customer my way because a lot of people are wanting to pay that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, couple other questions that I'm going to go over with you, and this is for the Google Guaranteed, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be sending you the application in a few minutes. Unless you've already received it, but I'll take a look because sometimes it'll automatically send it to you. But I always want to make sure that you receive it. So the Google Guaranteed application, you're going to fill it out. You're going to upload your license and your insurance. It's the COI, the Certificate of Liability Insurance.
The Certificate of Liability. Now, and then I just, you sent me
You don't
that,
need to endorse Google on it. It doesn't need an endorsement. Okay. We just need, Google just needs to see that you have at least a minimum $500,000 in general liability.
Okay, yeah.
And it's the home improvement contractor registration is the one that is the license that they're asking for. Okay?
That's the
now,
big one. Yeah, I have that.
Perfect. Now, when you get approved from Google, we're going to call you to let you know that you've been approved for the Google Guaranteed. And then,
and you'll know that.
Yes, and so the team will call you to let you know, hey, you've been approved.
Okay.
We're going to activate your leads in 3 days, unless if you say, no, listen, activate them now or activate them next month, right?
Oh, okay. So, it's my discretion.
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
Yes.
Okay,
we encourage you. I mean, we want you to activate them right away just because we want you to start getting into the groove and getting yourself listed there, right? But we know sometimes it's like, I need to wait a week, right? And we understand that. So just let us know when we call.
Yeah.
Now,
Okay.
Okay. Now, Google will also inform us, okay, if you qualify for what they call max bidding. Now, max bidding means you could choose to pay double or triple the cost of the lead if you want to be, like, very close to the top. I'll be honest with you, that's whether Google approves you. I didn't see a whole lot of competition in your area for the Google Guarantee. So,
really?
Which is a plus
for
you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
now,
okay.
Yeah, so you're good on that. Now we do need to
Shoot to the top. Okay. Reviews would be helpful, right?
Yes. So I'm going to have the team also create a tiny little URL for you, like a little link, and I'm going to encourage you to either text it or email it to any of your clients that you've done work for in the past and ask them to leave you reviews. You need at least, I think it's going to be 4 more, but we'll help you generate those reviews. Okay?
All right. I know people that will help me. No problem.
Oh, beautiful. Good. And we'll make it simple
for you. And if I can
send
them, okay. Yeah, and like,
so that way you can text the link or even email it to them. And all they do, they click on it. And then what they do when they click on it, they just could put 5 stars. They don't even have to comment on it. And it'll post to your Google business profile. Yeah. So we'll help you with that.
Okay.
Let me just see these other questions that I got to answer. Okay. This one does not apply to you. And this one, I'm going to say yes on that one. Okay. I'm going to put current. All right. Now, there are two different companies that Google uses to run the background check. One company is called Evident ID. The other one is called Pinkerton. Now, once we know who's going to run the background check, George, we're going to call you and say, hey, be on the lookout for an email or a text message from Pinkerton or from Evident ID. One of them is going to ask you to send a front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one might ask you because they want to identify that it's you that they're running the background check on. The other one might tell you put in your birth date, your social, because again, they're identifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. And I'm assuming that you do have. Yeah, it'll be Google uses either Pinkerton or Evident ID. We will inform you which one it is once we know. So this way you're aware of which one to look out for, okay? We'll tell you like, hey, Pinkerton's going to send you your background check steps, and then you just follow the steps.
Okay.
Or we might say, hey, it's Pinkerton or it's Evident ID.
Okay,
we'll let you know who it is. Now you have, and I'm assuming you do have either a driver's license, passport, U.S. passport, or some identification, state identification?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
and then I'm putting that you do have your business license, which is the home improvement contractor registration, and you have the COI. Let me put that here. I'm all such a long word for the license. When I read it, I'm like,
yeah, it is.
How long
it's big. Yeah, I know.
I'm like, why is it so long?
It's long. And it's they required a bonding situation this year too.
Really?
For the state of New Jersey, $10,000. Yep. And
no
I have to
way.
Go through that process with my agent. Yeah, you know,
how long
I don't
was the process
that.
For you?
Well, my agent did the footwork, but I had to
give
her information to work with. And